Welcome to this week's episode of Warren's World right here on 91.1 WEDM.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another Warren's World episode. I am your host, Maurice, also here with my co-host.
My name is Cameron.
And for today's topic, we are talking about surviving the rest of the school year, the rest of the semester, I guess anything you'd like to call it, just finishing up. But I think for this topic specifically, it's really easy for us to get caught up in, you know, the day-to-day things. And plus, when you're at the end of the school semester, you tend to get very lazy. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Like, I get so lazy and I just don't want to do.
I feel lazy right now.
Right. And I just, like, you don't want to do anything. It's like you'd rather just be.
Especially senior year. Oh, my goodness.
Right. It's crazy. But I think that's why you got to be, like, really positive and kind of not focus on the negative things. But I wanted to start this podcast off with, you know, working towards a reward. Like, what are you working for? Like, because obviously by the end of the semester, you want to reach something. You want to have a good grade. You want to make your parents proud. You want to do all these good things for them because, you know, it feels good to have a reward system. You know, you feel me on that?
Yes, I do. For me, it's really hard for me to do my work during the end of the semester, but it's necessary. I have to keep those grades up in order to graduate. That's my end goal. That's what I want to be able to do. Is graduate by the end of the semester, which I already will be, but anyway, that's just my end goal. That's what I'm working towards.
Right. And like, because like, obviously, once you get to that end goal, it feels so good because it's like, okay, I worked for this and now that it's actually paying off. And it's like, okay, I'm seeing results. And it's like at the beginning of the year, you're like, oh my God, this year is going to feel so dreadful and so boring. Mm-hmm. But then again, by the end of it, you're like, oh wow, I've learned so much and I've accomplished so much. And I've got myself a reward in the time of that. But another thing I also want to talk about is dealing with like big problems. Like choose to overlook the small ones, but look at the like, because less problems equals less stress. But if you look at the big problem and think of it as a way to grow, especially with the, you know, college decisions. So it's like really easy to kind of not want to focus on it because it's such a big problem. But think about it. Big problems obviously cause big solutions and big results. So you have to look at it at a bigger picture. So you kind of feel me on that, right?
Yes, I would say for me, write down all the problems you have, whether it's big, whether it's small, whether it seems even insignificant. Just write them down.
Right.
See which ones really aren't that necessary and mark out the ones that you think is necessary that you need to work on. For me, I would say my big problems are doing my homework, studying for tests, and really coming to school. I come to school mostly every day, but it's a struggle every day. It shouldn't have to be a struggle. After work, I probably need to go home and not be on Twitter and social media, just start on my homework for about an hour and then head to bed. That's what I really need to do. But that's hard for me to really stay off my phone and social media and not be distracted. Social media, really, if you're on it every day, that is really your life,
right,
to be honest.
And you're kind of giving yourself not the non-reward for doing the best, like, if you know what I mean. So, like, you feel like you're doing the best, but really you're only giving yourself the excuse of social media or I'm tired, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like once you really catch yourself in that, it's really hard to not catch yourself in that again because, like, you always think about that time that you could have done better or could have done more,
mm-hmm.
Which rolls me into, I think, really looking ahead and, like, looking past all the social media, as we just did mention, and all that stuff and all the distractions. Look ahead. Think about where you want to be in the next few years of your life and think about how this semester was different from the last. And I once wrote a blog about the end of the semester and how I'm treating it. And last semester, I was probably going through a really good time because I was getting my SATs done. I was applying to colleges and it felt really right because during that time, I knew that I was looking ahead for my future. I was planning my future, which also rolls me into the next one. And this one technically lets us go into the next topic, which is, you know, planning, like plan like what you want to do and how you want your life to look like. Because if you are willing to look at your life as a way to manifest it, like you're really working hard to get where you want to be, then it feels like the reward system that you have set up for yourself, it's going to be worth it. Like it's going to be worth all the pain and all the, I guess not pain, but I guess all the, you know, stress of school and how it can be kind of stressful, but it also can be very rewarding as well. So
I would say for me, just to just stay off my phone. If I stay off my phone, I can get a lot of work done because there's this new thing on Apple, like iPhones, where you can see like how many times you pick up your phone throughout the day, look at it, how many hours you're on social media and stuff. And then sometimes I'm looking at it, and then it's like, I've been on Twitter for 5 hours.
Oh, my God.
And that might be the whole day. And it's like 5 hours I wasted on Twitter. Or I might say I picked up my phone like 100 to maybe through 100 to 200 times a day. That, to me, that's too much. You shouldn't pick up your phone that much. It's just electronic. It's just like a computer. It's like you don't really use your computer like that. So why use your phone like a necessity?
Yeah.
It's not a necessity. People used it, used without it way before we were even born, and people are still going to use it without it while we're still here.
Yeah, and also the thing that I also want to mention about, like, you know, our phones and computers, I think there's a time where we like, okay, I'm tired. I've worked so hard. Like, and you've only been working for like 30 minutes and you give this, and it's like you give yourself this excuse that you need to take a break, that you need to be on your phone, that you need to be online and catching up. And it's like, you're not missing anything. Like, all of that is going to be there when you're done working. So, like, for the rest of the semester, I'm really focusing and hunkering down on that type of habit, because, like, if I'm really working forward something, it's going to feel good. I'm going to forget about my phone, because when we are really distracted, we could give ourselves the excuse as looking at our phone, like, oh, what time is it, you know? That's such a bad excuse. And like, or we'll start searching the interweb and all of a sudden we're online shopping and it's crazy.
Yeah, anything can lead into anything. Because I know if I'll jump from app to app, I might be on Twitter for 30 seconds, then I'll jump to Instagram, then I'll jump to Snapchat, then I'll hit YouTube, watch a little 30-minute video, then back at it again on the same track. When really all I did was waste about a good hour of my time. And it's ridiculous how much time we waste. And there's so much stuff we can get done without really phones. To me, I know I can live without my phone. I have before, and I can do it again. It's a big distraction, especially through the end of semester. You should try to limit yourself to use your phone as less as you can. Because unless somebody's calling you or texting you about something important, you really don't need your phone.
Right. I think really to kind of wrap all of this, like this part of this podcast up, is focus. Just focus on where you want to be, plan, but also don't get distracted in the process, which rolls us into the part where we talk about being positive and like focusing on the positive things that you, like I said, it's a reward system. So if something's really positive and it's going to make you feel like a better person, it's going to improve your, you know, mental capacity to just kind of learn still, even though you're so tired of the semester and you're just ready for it to be over. And I feel like for seniors, we're really, I think we are kind of ready to go.
Born ready.
Yeah, because I think these 12 years, it's just been a cycle. And I feel like it really paid off because we learned so much. And it's like, think about when you first started school versus what you know now, which is crazy. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, like, I've never realized in school there's so much things that I probably won't use ever again. Like, yes, I understand, like, you need the basic math and stuff like that. But, like, I know that you need the basics of math and reading and English, that's the same thing. But you need the basics, but that's all you really need in life. Like, when you go in your job or your field, for me, probably either TV or film, I won't need to know the calculations of the camera points to the floor. It doesn't matter. It's totally about the life experience. I would say in school, they need to teach us how to be more social. Because you might say, oh, yeah, I'm a friendly person. I'm a nice person. But do you really speak to people outside of your friend group?
Right. That's a good question. Because, like, I feel like when you go into the field or any field, you have to communicate. Mm-hmm. That's how you work and that's how you learn in that field that you're working in, you know?
I know you might be like, if somebody speaks, like, I know I'll speak to people, but I won't really have a full, deep conversation with people like I will with my friends. It's just too much.
Yeah, I feel you. Because, like I said, you're going to have to communicate with people. So really learn how to be like more open, especially at the end of the semester, because like at the end of the semester, I think that's where you've learned the most in that year. And you've never been yourself more because like you're being open and you're kind of learning how to be social and learning how to, you know, build the life that you want, because you're going to have to work for it if you really want it that badly.
Exactly. So,
which rolls me into work hard, keep working hard. Like, although I've already mentioned this, you're going to be tired by the end of it because it's going to, but it's going to feel so good knowing that you really worked hard for what you wanted. If you get me what I'm saying.
Yeah, because I know on June 5th,
yeah, graduation
when,
day.
Yes, when I walk across that stage and I see my family and my friends yelling and screaming for me that I've gotten through these tough 4 years,
yeah,
with good grades and going to college, it's just, I'm going to be so excited. Like, I can't wait to snatch my diploma out of his hands when I walk across that stage. That's, to me, that is my reward, because that's like the biggest accomplishment I've ever done. Yeah. Really.
And I don't think we really give ourselves enough credit for the 12 years that we've been in high school. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, think about everything you've gone through. You know, you've been through so many days of getting on the bus and
waking up early.
Right. And it's finally here. So you definitely know you've made it once you grab that diploma and once you're walking on that stage. Because it feels right, you know, if you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So really, at the end of it, you'll not only become a better version of yourself, you'll become a very smarter person. You'll become a smarter version of yourself. So,
and for me, the end of the semester, I have so many goals that I want to accomplish. And they're not even school related.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to get deeper into my craft, which is photography and film. I know I'm good at what I do, but it needs to be on the professional side of things.
Yeah.
It's good for high school. It's good. It looks cute. But will this be acceptable for, like, a company, a brand?
Right.
That's what, to me, the semester, how I should end things, about achieving my goals and working on the next step. Yes, finish your schoolwork and your tests and your papers, but prepare yourself for the next step. Because if you don't have any clue about what you're doing after high school,
you're in for a rude awakening.
Right. You're still going to be working at that same McDonald's, and then it's going to be 12 years down the line, and you're not going to know what you're going to do. But it's okay.
Right.
Because
it's all about working hard and really showing everybody that you are able to be the best version of yourself, and you are willing to be not just the school version of you, but just the... You know, like I said, just the better version of you.
I would say find out what you're passionate about.
Right.
If you haven't found it out already.
Right.
If you're passionate about something.
Go do that.
Yes, because I know I really didn't like school until I got into TV and radio. Before that, I was just like, school, it's all right. It's not really for me. But when I found my passion and what I like, then school really came easy.
Yeah, it really changed because I met a lot of people. I learned a lot about myself, and I've never been more smarter than I am today or yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because being in the career field in high school that you want really teaches you how to be, like, for me, it taught me how to be a people person, because not everybody wants to be on camera. Not everybody wants to be on a podcast. And you just have to learn how to be a people person, how to be like, hey, I know you might be a little shy, you're not as confident, but it's all right. We're all like that.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Just be personable with somebody, and they'll feel like, oh, okay, they get what I'm getting. And then they'll probably want to hop on this podcast or in a video, you know?
Right. Especially because we're both in radio and TV. So mm-hmm. it's cost us a lot to really get to know people and ask people to be in our videos. But it's never, like I said, I've learned a lot, but I've also learned a lot about other people and how they work too. So,
yes.
Alrighty, guys. Thank you guys for joining in on today's Warren's World episode. As I did mention with my co-host,
Camry Russell.
Alrighty, guys. And we will talk to all of you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Warren's World. See you next week.